Hello to you all who are tuning in to this channeling of Archangel Haniel. It's Lorraine that is doing this channeling for this particular blog. So let's meet Archangel Haniel. All right, so first I'm connecting to Stephen, my guide. He's got a big grin on his face. He says, I can't wait for you, he says, to meet my friend Haniel, he says. There's a small release coming through. So he's bringing him forward, and he's actually, Haniel is actually tap dancing into the picture, and he's tap dancing across the stage and standing in the middle of the stage now, and he's taking a bow to everyone. So he's smiling. And he says, never forget, he says, that though we may seem lofty, like lofty characters, he says, that he smiles, he says, we're just as real as you are, and we have a sense of humor just like you do. And he says, I bring you tidings of great joy, great love, and great peace. And he says, and I bring you greetings from all of my, he says, brothers and sisters in arms in my realm. And I'm here to bestow upon you all of our blessings, he says. Not just mine, he says, although I am taking the spotlight, he says, for this, if you will. But know that I come in and represent all of my fellow archangels, that it's not just me, it's all of us. And he looks, he's got this beautiful gold aura around him as he's standing there, and he's smiling, and he says, yes. So he says, I'm here, he says, to remind all of you, he says, to have a sense of humor. He says, as difficult as that may be, he says, in certain situations, at certain times of not only your life, he says, but of the day, he says, I am here to remind you that anything, anything, he says, can be made light of. That it doesn't matter how serious, he says, your endeavor or the proposition or what you're faced with, that there's always, he says, a glimmer, he says, not only of light, but a glimmer of humor within it as well. And now he smiles and says, now some of you may argue with me, he says, especially about the tragedies, he says, that befall the earth and befall the people within it, whether it's something, he says, on a singular level that happens to an individual or that happens on a more grand or global scale that happens to a number of individuals, he says, You're arguing with me and saying, but there can't be humor in that. Well, he says, actually, he says, there is humor in that. He says, you may have to dig deep to find it, but there is humor to be found. There is a lightness to be found. And so you may ask, where is the humor in the loss of a child or in a serious illness or the loss of any loved one? He says, you may not see the humor in your grief, he says, but you can know that your loved one does, and that your loved one has passed into a place of light and humor and love, and that soon you will see within this tragedy, he says, the humor within it. Not maybe the tragedy itself, but what that person meant to you, and the light and the laughter and the love you had with that person. And he smiles, a very gentle smile, very kind smile, says, see, he says, there is humor in everything. And that's what I'm here to tell you, to not take things so seriously, whether it's that job, that promotion, that date, he says, That meeting, that presentation, that speech, that conversation. And he smiles. He says, always, he says, try and find the light in it, the humor in it. Or what humor can you bring to it? Can you find humor in the situation, or can you find humor within yourself? For there's always, he says, something to laugh at. And if you can remember that, if you can hold on to that, it will make your day, your light, your burden, your whatever it is, easier. Your task, he says, your responsibility. That sometimes we need to step out of ourselves, out of our solemnness, out of our seriousness. And he says, and put on a happy face or a funny face or a dance or whatever to bring that humor, to bring that lightness to it. He says, so try that. If you find yourself in a serious situation or a difficult situation for that matter, he says, even a life-threatening one, just take a step out of it for a moment. Take a step out of yourself and ask yourself, can I find the humor in this? Can I find something to laugh about? Can I find something to make light of? And if you need help with it, he smiles and says, well, that's what I'm here for. And what you can call upon me for, to help you find the light, the humor in something that seems so dark that you think you'll never find a way out of it, or you'll never see the humor in it, or it's impossible. There can't be anything funny about this. Just ask me. I'll show you. I'll help you find it. Because I'll bring that smile to your face. It may not be a full-body chuckle at the time, he says, but it will be a smile at least, and it will bring you some lightness and peace. So my dear friends, he says, take the joy in the day, in the promise that there's always light, love, and laughter at the end of that tunnel. He says, I'll be waiting for you at the end of it. He says, and he's showing a tunnel, and he's showing the light at the end of it, but the light at the end of it's very gold in color. It looks more like gold than it does light, and he's standing in the middle of it. He says, just make your way to me, and I'll help you. I'll help you. He says, see the light, see the humor, see the love, see the laughter. And until you can get to that place, he says, all my peace and love to you. From all of us, he says. And he just blows everyone a kiss and sends out his beautiful gold energy towards everyone. So thank you, Archangel Haniel, for coming forward and sharing that message with us, and for Stephen for the introduction. And thanks all for listening. Take care.